Okay, lots of different opinions on the Donald Trump versus the NFL story that you've been hearing nothing about. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger regrets his team's decision to stay off the field until after the national anthem on Sunday. He released a statement on his website yesterday saying, "The idea was to be unified as a team when so much attention is paid to things dividing our country, but I wish we approached it differently. I personally don't believe the anthem is ever the time to make any type of protest." That's Ben Roethlisberger from the Steelers. Alejandro Villanueva, you remember this? He's the one Steelers player who came out of the tunnel to stand for the national anthem. By the way, United States veteran. What did he serve in? Brooke or Amy, who was telling me about that?
He served 3 tours in Afghanistan.
Ah, wow. Okay. So that adds another layer to how he might feel or whatever. I mean, he didn't want to come out all the... Turns out he didn't want to actually come out all the way. He was standing with his team by not coming out for the anthem, but he did want to see the flag and put his hand over it in his own private way.
Yeah, I heard him do a big apology about how it all turned out.
Yeah, and then he came out a little too far because he couldn't quite see the flag, and so everybody thought he was taking a stand against his team, and he wasn't. So it's very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan joined the fight between Trump and the Golden State Warriors. He said, quote, "Those who exercise the right to peacefully express themselves should not be demonized or ostracized." He goes on to say, "I support Commissioner Adam Silver, the NBA, its players, and all those who wish to exercise their right to free speech." President Trump thought he had NASCAR on his side. One notable exception, you mentioned this yesterday, Amy, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he believes in peaceful protest, and he gave a quote from JFK. So he's sort of going against what NASCAR ruled, which is that everybody must stand for the anthem.
The internet is hammering Donald Trump because in 2013, Donald Trump said the president had more important things to do than dealing with the NFL and telling the NFL what to do.
Uh-oh.
When President Obama said the Redskins should change their name back in 2013, and Donald Trump hammered him back then, and everyone's hammering him now.
He tweets so much that no matter what's going on, you can always find an old tweet that has to do with it. Like,
right.
It's crazy.
LeBron James does not regret calling Trump a bum. And finally, Tom Brady weighed in on a radio show yesterday. We know that Tom Brady and Trump are apparently friends. But
yeah.
This is what Brady had to say about Trump's statement about the NFL and players who protest.
I certainly disagree with, you know, what he said and you know, thought it was just divisive. And I'm never one that says, oh, that's wrong or that's right or that's... But I do believe in what I believe in. And, you know, I believe in bringing people together and respect. And some of my great friends are from, you know, Florida, you know, Virginia, you know, New York, Montana, Colorado, Texas.
What is he, naming all the states, all 50 states? What's he doing?
Alabama, Alaska, yeah. Arizona.
here to comment is fake Donald Trump.
Get out of that here, this is fake Donald Trump.
Hi, fake Donald.
I disagree with Tom Brady disagreeing with me.
Ah, you agree to disagree to disagree.
Wait, how many disagrees was that? And what was that thing with all the states?
Right, yeah.
What is this, Jeopardy? Hey, Tom, where's Tallahassee located?
Florida.
Right. Where would I find the city of Arlington?
Virginia.
Ooh, correct. Where would I find the Statue of Liberty and a town called Billings?
New York, Montana.
Good job, Tom Brady.
Mike and Amy. 99.5 The Wolf. Here at The Wolf, we have a half.
Amy, Garth Brooks is on the phone.
Whew.
Hello.
I bet you thought you were safe from me and through with me, didn't you?
I want to congratulate you because I don't know if you know this, but this is your 999 millionth radio interview.
I was wondering what all the balloons and flowers were for.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're going to ask you questions you've never been asked before by a radio host. It's going to be amazing.
Look, I will get you answers I've never answered before. I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, before we get to this, let me just recap what's happening. You got a lot going on here. Congratulations on the CMA nomination, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for it, man. You know, people say this never get old, and it's like, no, you don't understand. The older you get, the less you get anything like this. So it gets actually more rare and even cooler.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
The tickets for your show in Tacoma, it's been a long time for Tacoma. So, you know, a lot of people coming from points all around the compass coming to see you on November 4th at the Taco Dome. And then tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. Talk about this anthology that you have coming out. You're set to release part one of a massive 5-part anthology. What is an anthology? Is that like a big collection of everything you've done?
Well, it's a collection of everything we've done that you haven't seen. That's the cool thing about anthologies is you get to bring out all the stuff and tell how close it got and what stuff you have seen, how close it got to not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love is it's told by the guys that were there every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love. So it's not just the artist spewing out stuff. This is the guy that played that lick, that opening guitar lick on Friends in Low Places.
Now, is it true, the rumor, that in Friends in Low Places, when that guy yells, "Push Marie," it's because his wife was in labor at the time?
Yeah, he was the guitar player, so he was the only one that couldn't show up to sing on it. And so they're having their baby right when we're cutting the session.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, part one of what is sure to be an astounding, never-before-look-see into the career of one Garth T. Bartholomew Thornhump Brooks the VII. That's on sale on November 14th. We got some really good questions from our listeners. We try to involve our listeners whenever possible because they don't get access to you like maybe we do. So we have some questions from them. Kathy asked this, why are you more into baseball caps than cowboy hats these days? What say you, Garth Brooks?
Again, man, in the anthology, you're going to see, I've worn a baseball cap since I was a kid. I'm a huge baseball nut. Grew up on Roberto Clemente. That was my guy.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever say, "Get off me, Garth Brooks," when you were growing up on him?
Hey, growing up in Oklahoma, the Big Red Machine was everything, with Johnny Bench being from Oklahoma. And
yeah.
So I've just always worn either baseball cap or cowboy hat.
All right. Good answer. Amanda's got a great question.
I love this question because obviously you're Garth Brooks, so you've probably done a lot of things on other people's bucket lists.
I thought we were talking to Roberto Clemente.
So Amanda wants to know, what's something that's still on your bucket list?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. That's a sweet question that you get. And I got to tell you, there's one thing on there that just says one more day. That's it. I'm with the love of my life. My children are healthy, kind of on their own path, and they're happy. And so I can't think of anything else that I want to do. Playing music, I would, for some reason, because of Billy Joel's live in Leningrad, I'd love to go play Russia. I'd love to play Moscow. And I'd love to play Asia. I've never got to play there before. And that would be fun, music-wise, to see if the music translates. But really nothing on my bucket list. I feel very lucky and very blessed at where I'm at right now. Fair enough?
Yeah, it's a good, great answer. Here's a question from Mike Chase of the Mike and Amy Show in Portland, Oregon. Dear Garth, any chance you would pay my mortgage like you do those people in the audience at your shows?
Please tell Mike that's a payola and we'll talk on another line.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll set up a private message there.
Here's a good one from Nicole. What's the funniest sign you've ever seen from the crowd at a show?
Whoa, can't tell you. It just happened last week, but I cannot repeat it.
Oh.
But it was it won. I'll just say that. I told them out there, I said, well, there it is. Because, you know, you don't want people to start to get signs where, you know, they're showing body parts. So I'm not trying to outdo each other, but this one went there.
Yeah, you don't want to have to report them to HR, right?
Yeah, because that's technically, that's work for you, right?
Yeah,
that's,
workplace,
that's
the workplace harassment.
All right, well, you know, when we discuss the financing of my house on that other line, you can tell us about the sign, okay?
It'll be two situations, the same conversation. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, Garth. Listen, we are so excited. It's happening November 4th to Tacoma Dome. Tickets on sale Friday morning. That's tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock at Ticketmaster.com. And the anthology, which we heard just a little bit about, is happening November 14th. That is part one of a massive 5-part look-see into the backstage, never before seen life of Mr. Garth Allen, Billy Bob Joe, Bartholomew, Humperdinck Brooks, the VII.
Clemente.
All right, man. We can't wait to see you. Thanks so much for chatting with us this morning, as always. Garth Brooks, everybody!
Woo! Thank you, guys. Have a great morning.
All right, man. See ya.
Remember, on the Mike and Amy Show, the star of the show.
Hint, hint. It's you.
99.5 The Wolf.